You're listening to Listen Up with Jim Potts, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, good afternoon, wherever you might be. As always, Jamal and I thank you for tuning in and listening to us. We really honestly do appreciate it. Jamal, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Doing just fine. Hey, we're going to have a guest on today. It's some of our listeners have over the last couple of years have heard about this guy, Jim from Jersey. So we got Jim from Jersey on the show today. He's a big Joe Biden fan, and we wanted to get his opinion about a couple of things today. So he was gracious enough to be a guest on our show. Jim, how you doing today?
Good, Jim. How you doing, Jamal? Jamal?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Oh, good. Looking forward to this.
Yeah, there's a shocker.
No longer am I a voice without a face, huh?
Well, we appreciate it. Hey, we're going to get started here. Today, we're going to be talking about the attack on the Capitol. Jim's going to give us his slant on it, for one thing. This business about the 25th Amendment, possible impeachment, all those kind of good things. You can see by Jim's shirt that he's a big Joe Biden fan. So it'd be nice getting another perspective, obviously, for today. The first thing, Jim, that we want to do and that we always do is we always do a blast. Jamal, do you have a blast for today?
Well,
I have a blast. If you don't, it may be the same one. I'm putting President Trump on blast, Jamal.
Well, man, I gotta hear this one, man. Go ahead.
I'm putting him on blast. You know, this business, and I'm sure Jim will comment on it. But this, we all know about what happened this week, and I'm putting him on blast. I think that his behavior was inappropriate. I think it was part of the problem that happened, and I'm going to talk about something else about that in a little bit. But I also want to mention about Law Enforcement Appreciation Day is upon us as well. So I want to recognize all of those guys and ladies that are out there, you know, taking care of the community. So law enforcement, last year was a very tough year for law enforcement. But listen, and you guys have heard me say it before, law enforcement does their best, and has nothing to do with some of these guys that make these mistakes out there, you know, et cetera. We also have a new call-in number. The new call-in number is right there. So if anybody wants to call in and ask any questions, and you can even ask a question of our guest today if you want. There's the number 323-203-0815 if anybody wants to call in. Okay, with that in mind, Jim, as you know the routine, you've listened to us often enough. I'm going to read off some emails and, you know, and with any guests, we always say that the guests are welcome to comment on an email as well. So let's get started with that before we really get into the meat of what we want to talk about today. Jim, Congress under Nancy Pelosi are now saying that we or they cannot use terms such as brother and sister. They have to say siblings and not use terms for our parents such as mother and father. What is wrong with those people? Is this an example of how they intend to change America? And that's from June from Wisconsin. Well, I don't know if you heard about that, Jamal. Jim, I don't know if you heard about that, but earlier in the week or toward the end of last week, yeah, they did. They said that they are no longer going to be using those kind of gender nouns and, you know, things of that nature, pronouns and things of that nature. So they're taking away the ability to say brother, sister, man and woman. They're taking all of that away now. It says that you can't, that they're not going to use that.
Well, how can they take it away?
I'm just telling you what they said. I agree with that.
This is the first time hearing about it. That's why I'm saying
let's be clear. They're not going to take it away from the general public. What my understanding is that when they're in session, that they are not going to use those terms while they are in session. So while they are in session, they're not going to use the terminology mother, father, brother, sister. They're going to use siblings and things of that. And listen, I heard it myself. That's what they said. So I don't know, Jim, it could depend on what, you know, station you listen to, but you can Google it. You're sitting there in front of your computer, Google it. It'll come up. Jamal, yeah, what do you think about that?
I can't wait for them to dance around saying that they're a proud grandmother or they're a proud grandfather, or a proud husband or wife or anything like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm with Jim. How do you get around using these kind of pronouns? The pronouns are what they are. So now
I agree with that. So I'm only telling you,
pronouns like his and her are an offensive term now.
Well, in the gay community, Jamal, they don't use it quite like that. And I don't know who introduced this, but that's what they're talking about. And we could do some follow up on it, but it was out there. I mean, and matter of fact, it was one of the representatives of Congress is the one. So a Democratic representative, I forget what his name is. But like I said, Jim, you can always Google it. It's there. This is what they said they were going to do. I don't personally agree with that, but, you know, end of story.
With all the problems facing this country, that's what they're looking at.
Hey, Jim, there's been a lot of issues over the last year with all the problems we have and people and in general. OK, I think Congress on both sides of the aisle sometimes to me focus on little, you know, trivial crap when they should be focusing on the better needs of the country. I just think the politicians do those kind of things. I mean, it's just what it is. Anyway, let's get on to the other email, because I know Jim is chomping at the bit to talk about some other things. So let's get on to this, Jim. Trump's actions and words that caused his followers to attack the Capitol was sedition or maybe even treason. He should be prosecuted or at least impeached. His behavior was outrageous and caused at least 5 deaths and destruction of property. You have a legal and law enforcement background. What do you think? And that's from Elizabeth from Trenton, New Jersey. Well, Elizabeth, I'll tell you, I'm in full agreement with you. I don't think that his behavior was appropriate. Now, you mentioned about sedition or treason. So let me just go through the definition of these things so people understand it. Sedition is defined as conduct or language inciting rebellion, okay, against the authority of a state. All right. So that's the first thing. Definition of treason is defined as violations of allegiance toward one's country or sovereign, especially the betrayal of one's country by waging war against it or by consciously and purposely acting to aid its enemies. So you can see that you got to be careful about using those kind of words. Do I think that his behavior was inappropriate? Absolutely. Should this have happened? No, it should not have happened. Jamal first. Jamal, I mean, do you have a response to this person?
I agree. I think Trump should go to jail for this. He incited this whole riot, and this was out of line. He's been this kind of inflammatory person his whole time as being president, and this is just one more thing added to the list, and this went way over the top. Once again, he told these people to go down there and raise ruckus like this. So, and it led to an officer's death. It led to people getting hurt. I think he should be held and prosecuted for this.
Well, okay. Jim, I kind of know where you're going with it, but let's, Jim, your comment would be appreciated.
Well, he incited a riot that resulted in the deaths of 5 people. It sounds simplistic, but that's basically what happened, and he has to be held responsible. Now, you're probably going to get into it. Maybe I'll wait till we get into it, talk about the impeachment. Right. But something has to be done, and he already said the only 3 choices, and he said he's not going to resign. That's not going to happen. That would be the best way to do it. And Mike Pence has said the 25th Amendment is hasn't ruled that out. Well, he hasn't even talked to Trump since Wednesday. My feeling is, though, the 25th, I doubt very much if that's going to happen. I'll tell you why.
When we get into the regular discussion,
we'll get into that later. But he has to be held accountable. He can't just get away with it, you know. In 1923, Hitler incited a riot to overthrow the government, and he got away with it, and he came back years later. Look what happened.
Okay, I hope you're not comparing him to Hitler.
Well, I'm making an example. What happens when you let somebody get away with inciting a riot?
Well, he's got 10 days. Well, wait a minute. Okay. There's been riots, Jim, all of last year. Okay. So that had nothing to do with him, arguably. Okay. The police officer situation was a riot. Riots all, during the summer. But I want to mention something to you guys. As you know, Jamal, Jim, and I don't know if you know it, I still have some of my security clearances. I've been online with some of those that I still have access to. And let me just tell you, as it turns out, they had plans to invade the Capitol building. that had been going on, and they were calculating on that for weeks through various social media outlets. Now, this had nothing to do with Trump. These guys were already planning on doing that. And here's the problem that I have with that, okay? The problem I have, and by the way, it was also reported by the New York Times, by the way. So what I'm telling you was also reported by the Times, all right? And again, you can Google that. Here's my problem. My problem is that, okay, if this was circulating on the social media outlets for weeks, and the social media is so hell-bent on shutting down inappropriate speech, et cetera, of this nature, then why didn't they shut down this kind of behavior when they were calculating on social media websites to do exactly what they ended up doing? So even though Trump at that rally said, and I don't want to debate yet on what he said exactly, okay? But the fact is they went down there. The plan was already to do that before Trump opened his mouth. That to me is upsetting, because if social media is so much on top of curtailing this kind of speech, then why didn't they report that sooner or shut that down?
I agree, Jim. Then not only should they shut it down, but they should have reported it. Now, yes. I've been watching TV constantly every day since this happened, and there was I can't remember his name, a former Republican congressman who's now part of some group, and they were looking into it, and he said that they found that there were seven white supremacist groups that worked in conjunction with each other to organize what happened Wednesday, to organize it has to be some organization to get that many people in Washington in one day.
That's right.
Apparently it was these white supremacist groups organized, and that's how it was organized.
Well, I saw something on the news, on the internet, when I was doing my research for the show. I saw a guy with a Confederate flag, okay, inside the Capitol building. That to me, okay, is totally, totally out of line. Okay. Now they've got his picture. He's one of the ones that breached, and some of them are being the ones that they can find. That they're prosecuting him, and that to me is out of line. During the Civil War, okay, the Confederates tried to get into Washington D.C. to get to the Capitol, and they were stopped by Union forces. So to have a Confederate flag inside of the Capitol, to me, goes back to what Jim was just saying about white supremacy, et cetera. But let me share something else with you guys. For those of you that may think, that the listeners may think, that this is the first time that something like this has happened, because they're not really reporting it, in my opinion, totally. So let me just tell you something. On this show, and Jim, you're an avid listener, you may remember some of these that I've talked about before. So let's just go back in time. In 1835, the Capitol security was thwarted by an attempted assassination of President Andrew Jackson. That's inside the Capitol as he was leaving, actually. 1915, former Harvard professor exploded three sticks of dynamite in the Senate reception room. Next one, 1954, and this is one, Jim, that you may remember me talking about on the show before. Four Puerto Rican nationalists opened fire on the senators, Jamal, while they were actually in session in the Senate. Five of them ended up getting wounded. All right. So that's 1954. 1971, the Weather Underground set off a bomb in a bathroom on the Senate side of the Capitol. 1983, far left extremists on this one bombed the Senate chamber itself. And in 1998, an armed assailant shot and killed two Capitol police officers. All right. So this is not new. And Jim, I'd like your comment on this. They're talking about the Capitol police chief resigned, okay, because they weren't expecting anything. I think he should resign, because if you just listen to the different episodes that have happened there, the security is not as good as it should be. Jim, Jamal, go ahead.
I don't think resigning is good enough. I think he should be even held to a higher standard. There was information out there, and he refused help from the military. He was offered help, and he refused it. But it's funny he didn't refuse it last year when they had the military front, when BLM was there. They didn't take this crowd serious. I don't know why they didn't take these Trump supporters as serious, when Trump said before, as we all know, you know, to stand down and stand by. Stand by means be ready for action. They took action. They knew this was going to be a serious issue, and they ignored the signs. They should have been ready.
Jamal, you've been harping on that partial statement that Trump made for the last year. I understand how you feel about that, okay? But, I've encouraged you before to listen to the whole statement, not just the part you keep.
You know me. I listen to whole statements. I don't make comments.
Well, then I think is what you needed to do then was discuss the whole thing. Jim, what's your piece on that?
Well, Jim, you probably haven't heard this. This information came out within the last couple of hours. I was watching TV, and apparently the FBI and the NYPD warned the Capitol Police that day that there was going to be trouble. They heard vibrations or whatever somewhere. They heard, but the FBI and NYPD warned the Capitol Police that day there was going to be trouble. So they knew there was trouble coming.
Well, you know what? And again, with the sources that I knew that they had the information, so the FBI is doing their job. But when Jamal, when you say that it should be more than just a resignation, that's if you're thinking that he should be held criminally accountable or something, Jamal, that's never going to happen. He resigned from his position. He was asked to resign, and he resigned, which is what he should have done. But they're not going to prosecute him, okay, because he didn't do what he was supposed to do. You know, that's just not going to happen that way. And if, in fact, they were aware, but look, my issue with the Capitol Police goes back a little bit further than that, because I just rang off to you all of these different things that were going on. This country has been in a civil unrest, so to speak, for the last 3 years, for all practical purposes. OK, so as far and then when they had the other disturbances there last summer, you know, et cetera, to me, this should have been better security measures in place anyway. And I think that his resigning, if he didn't resign, he probably would have been fired. Okay. Because let's face it, it all starts at the top. Doesn't get handled right, you're out. Trump, they say, didn't handle the pandemic right. Trump did not get reelected. So it always goes to the top, in my opinion, you know? So
something is fishy about this whole thing, because when I watched it, I watched it live. I was watching TV, and I couldn't believe what was happening. I couldn't believe how fast and how easily they got into that Capitol building. And they showed videos. One officer was taking a selfie with one of them, and it looked like another one was letting them in. And I'm thinking, how did they get in that quickly? So, but it's going to be investigations, and we'll see what comes of it.
Right, right.
And also, yeah. How do those? And also, there must have been some kind of help with that, inside help, because how did those thugs? Because that's what they are. I agree with Joe Biden there. Those are thugs. How did they know which offices to go to? They knew to go to Nancy Pelosi's office. They knew to go to other offices. They knew which ones to go to.
Well, first
how did they
of all,
know it? All that confusion. How did they know which office?
Okay, they were in session. So if they're in session, okay, now you know that there's a blueprint of the building. I mean, you could get that off the internet to know where everybody's office is. I don't think that's rocket science material. And if they,
these guys, it would be.
If we're all
a blueprint, what is that? Like an ink on my finger and actually put it on something that's a blueprint.
The floor plan, Jim. The floor plan.
I know. I don't think those guys had a kind of a floor plan.
Well, whatever. Okay, if these guys planned this the way that they did, then that's available to them. But look, let's move on to the last email, and then we can get into some of this other stuff real quick, Jim. Biden, once again, has stated that he's going to mandate we all have to wear masks. I know a lot of people who are going to refuse to do that, including me. How can he possibly enforce such a mandate? Can he do that? And that's from Steve from Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Jim, I'm tired of hearing about these people saying they don't want to wear a mask or it infringes on my freedom. Excuse me, show me where it says in the Constitution or the Bill of Rights you have a right to spread disease. Just tell me, any of these people, show me where it says in black and white you have that right to spread a disease.
Jamal,
I agree. Look, I agree with Jim just said. It's really bothering me that, you know, if you don't want to wear a mask, that's your problem. Stay at home then. You know, but these people that's going into these stores, refusing to wear a mask, and saying things that oh, I don't have to wear a mask in the store, and this and that. You can't make me wear one. Well, you know, these stores have a right to refuse service to anyone. There's always signs that says if you don't wear shirts, you can't come into the store. If you don't wear shoes, you can't come into the stores. So stores and restaurants have always had the right to refuse service to customers. So if they don't want to wear a mask, go to the drive-thrus. You know, have your food delivered to your house instead. So there's ways to do that. But please don't come out here in public demanding and forcing your way of life upon everybody else.
Well, let me just say, I agree with you guys. All right. I think that if we're going to try to curtail this thing, we got to take whatever measures that we can take. Okay. And I think that wearing the mask are very important. Jamal, you know, we even wear the mask in our office. I get it. Okay.
Right.
And I agree with you. Stores have a right to refuse service. They go to the store, says you got to wear a mask. They got people standing at the door. You don't have a mask, you can't come in. Okay. But the issue is, you guys, is going to be from a legal standpoint. Okay, so if they mandated tomorrow that you can't wear blue shirts anymore, as an example, and I understand that's not safety, I get all of that. Okay, but let me just tell you, when the lawyers get a hold of this, there's going to be, okay, without a doubt, there's going to be litigation behind that. And it'll probably end up, to be honest with you, it'll probably end up at the doorstep of the Supreme Court.
On what basis?
Okay? Because privacy rights, okay, is going to come to me. This is just my opinion. It's going to come up as an issue.
That's what public health issue, though. It's a public health issue. And the thing is, with Biden said he doesn't have the authority to mandate masks over the entire country. Only the states have that. He has authority to mandate masks on any U.S. government property anywhere.
Because it's federal.
Federal.
That's right.
Parks and anywhere. But as far as anywhere else goes, it's up to the states. And he's been talking to the governors, trying to get them on board with it.
And the part about that is that, and that's been debated all, you know, over the last, you know, months and everything since the election, you know, running for the office. There are some states that have less of an issue with this, and they don't feel that, in fact, they should have to be, you know, in a situation where, hold on a second, you guys, we got a message coming in from a listener, some intermittent cutting in and out during the show. Okay. Minor, but thought, okay. You know what, listener, we've been through this before. This is, you're probably on your cell phone and the cell phones have a tendency to do that as opposed to being on the landline. Landlines is not normally that's cutting in and out. So check your cell phone. But anyway, getting back to this, so I think that the governors, and Jim, what you're talking about, by the way, comes under the 10th Amendment. The 10th Amendment is where the states get their individual powers from. So under the 10th Amendment, they are free to conduct themselves. So that's why if Biden pushes this through, which, again, I don't have a total objection with it at all, that's going to be on federal land, federal property, like you say, federal parks, et cetera. But some of these governors, to me, have not bought into this 100%, and they are getting pushback. Now, I can tell you, Jim, in California, okay, she says she's listening on the computer, not sure what's going on. But at any rate, the pushback, like with Governor Newsom out here, Jim, I mean, we got a recall going out here for him. We got 1 million votes now to get him recalled because they don't like what he's doing. But it's not because of the mask situation. It's because of the things with these doggone restaurants, man. He's putting these people out of business. Well, tell me about New Jersey with the restaurants, Jim. What's going on there?
Well, what they're doing here, we're trying to do a lot of. Of course, now it's winter, but we're doing a lot of outdoor dining. I mean, a lot of restaurants here, like where I live, they've adapted and they put out tables, and you know, people sit far enough apart. And it seems to be working okay. I think what Biden was talking about doing was making sure that restaurants can stay open by helping them, set up the way they should. You know, as far as plexiglass or whatever, however they want to set up so they can function fairly normally. Anyway,
well, just to be clear, Jim, just to let you know. I'll just give California as an example. The restaurants did all of that. They set up the plexiglass. They set it up outside. Every turn of the way, they did what they were told to do. No indoor dining. You can do outdoor dining. Okay, we do outdoor dining. These people have taken over parking lots. They've set themselves up with the plexiglass in between the different tables, so to speak. They've done all of that. Okay? They've done all of that. So, at any rate, so after they went, after they did that, okay, they turned around. All of that expense to do it that way, then they turn around and say, oh, now you got to shut down. But yet, okay, what did Newsom do? Newsom goes out to dinner. Some of these politicians going out to dinner, violating the policies that they're, that they're putting in place. And, you know, that's just not right.
No, you're right. You know,
that's just not right. So that's why Newsom is in the hot seat. He hasn't come out and said anything about masks. He's encouraging the mask. But it's the restrictions that he's doing that's shutting out these restaurants. And yet, if you've got a bar, Jim, you can be open with a bar, but you can't be open with a restaurant. That's ridiculous.
Well, if he's worried about restrictions, he should be doing the masks. He should be mandating masks, not worrying about restricting restaurants. Mandate the mask instead of restricting the restaurants.
You know what he said about the mask in the restaurants, Jim? He said that you can wear the mask in a restaurant, but every time you take a bite of food, after you take the bite of food while you're chewing, you got to put the mask back on. And yet he went to this big, you know, this big dinner at this restaurant with lobbyists. Is that what you're getting ready to say, Jamal?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so, and he got caught and then he wants to come out and apologize. Man, this recall, hopefully this recall is going to go through. This guy is so totally inconsistent. Go ahead, Jamal.
Not only did he get caught, he lied about it like on three different occasions. He said he tried to say it was outdoors and he tried to say it was set up differently. Everybody had a mask and different things was coming out. Nobody was wearing a mask. But yet he wants to impose his regulations on everybody else.
Jim, let's turn our attention to the meat, okay? Also here. You know, I know you have some thoughts on it. First of all, the attack on the Capitol, I think we're all in agreement that that was absolutely uncalled for so many different directions. And Trump, as president of the United States, should not have given anybody any direction in terms of going down or, you know, whatever the case may be. Okay, I don't want to debate the facts. I think we already know what happened. Jim, this business about the let's start with impeachment versus the 25th Amendment real quick. So what do you think about, I mean, about the impeachment angle that they're trying to bring on?
Well, first of all, he did nothing to stop it. That's what bothers me most about it. Once it started, he should have tried to stop it. He didn't. He just watched it on TV. But anyway, but the impeachment thing, see, there's only three options here. Either he resigns or impeached, or they use the 25th Amendment. He's already said he's not going to resign. That would be the quickest and fastest and easiest. Now, Mike Pence has said that he hasn't ruled out the 25th Amendment. But my gut feeling is he's not going to use it, and I'll tell you why. If he were to use that, of course, he would need two-thirds of the cabinet to agree. All those people, including him, will be on a hit list with all these wackos out there. And if you heard that what happened Wednesday, they had a noose. They set up a noose, and they were yelling, "Hang Mike Pence! Hang Mike Pence!" What do you think they'll do if he okays the 25th Amendment and removes Trump? They'll go nuts. And I think I can understand them not doing it because they're worried about their safety and the safety of their families too.
Well, first of all, he's going to be out of office in 10 days. I mean, at this point, he's going to be gone in 10 days. That's the first thing. The second thing is, it looks like, I guess the day after all this happened and he realized the folly of his mistakes, he came out and actually conceded. So it seems like he's keeping a very low profile, even though Twitter has cut him off, okay, which I don't necessarily agree with that, okay? With this social media thing to me, these guys are getting absolutely too strong, but that's another issue for another day maybe. But he has totally toned it down. And I think right now he's trying to keep a low profile for the next 10 days because the last thing he wants to do, he's not going to resign. I agree with you, Jim, because his ego is not going to let him resign. That's not going to happen. The 25th Amendment, do you even know how that got started, by the way? Just out of curiosity.
Oh, I heard about it and I forgot. I can't remember.
The 25th Amendment was put into place when Kennedy got assassinated. That's why the 25th Amendment
was put in place.
Because they want, and that was doing our youth, Jim, so to speak. And Jamal, is what happened was when Kennedy got assassinated, there was really not a transition, a transition in place properly for a vice president just to be able to step in. So it create, I mean, Lyndon Johnson got sworn in, but you had to be able to have the 25th Amendment to say that the president was unable in his duties. Now, I don't think they announced his death. They didn't. Is that Jim? You might remember. I don't think they announced Kennedy's death until after Lyndon Johnson got sworn in and the 25th Amendment was created, because Kennedy would have been unable to, in fact, take care of his responsibilities as president of the United States. So they had to come up and create the 25th Amendment that basically says anytime that a president is unable, and I'm kind of paraphrasing here, is unable to fulfill his duties, then he, in fact, the vice president can embark on the 25th Amendment and step into his place. I don't know if we lost Jamal or not. I see he disappeared from the picture. Not sure.
Damn.
But Jim, at any rate, you might remember that from when we were younger during the Kennedy.
Oh yeah, we don't know. We're the same age.
Right. So. So at any rate,
the other option we talk about then. So the impeachment thing is that. See, the thing is, you can't, if you don't do something, you don't want to let him get away with this. That's the thing. And he would be the only president to ever be impeached twice. And what will happen if he gets impeached, he can't run again.
And you think that's what their real objective is? They don't want him, because there's been rumors that he might run in 2024, which personally, Jim, I have to tell you, I am personally not interested in seeing Donald Trump, okay, run in 2024, quite frankly, for a lot of different reasons, okay? That's the point. So is the impeachment, are they really doing an impeachment? Because, I mean, let's face it, the Dems have gone after him from day one, okay? They never wanted him in office, and, you know, they did everything they could to get him out of office. We got 10 days left. Jim, come on, logically, what would really be the purpose?
They did a poll. I just saw a poll today. 56% say Trump should be removed.
That doesn't surprise me. I mean, the thing about the polls is always amazing to me, because who got polled? I don't know. I think the Rasmussen and the Gallup polls are pretty good polls, but some of these other people, I don't know. But at any rate, and again, that's 56%. That means 44% still say no. Those percentages, I mean, I just look at it like, I think that man has been disgraced at this point, honestly, okay? And I think that his presidency has been tainted even more with his actions with this, and he will probably be a president that will not be favorably remembered. And my feeling about that is because of his personality, the way that he does things from that standpoint. I think that he did do some things that he said he was going to do when he became president. So I will give him credit for that. What I won't give him credit for is I want to call it a childlike ego. I can't put it any other way. I mean, this business with him talking about fraud, you know, at some point you have to just give that argument up. I mean, when these different states are certifying that the elections were fine, he just couldn't let it go. Hillary, I know we talked about this before when you called in. You know, she finally did concede that the fact that she lost. Now he's done it, but he's only done it to me on because of the fact of what happened on Wednesday. If it wasn't for Wednesday, Jim, I don't think he'd still be talking about that he won the election.
Oh yeah, I think any good things he did in the last 4 years are going to be way overshadowed by two things: the way he handled the pandemic and what happened last week. That's what he's going to be remembered for, especially last week. He he's going out in his last couple of weeks. What happened last week? Leading an insurrection, basically. And
Jim, wait a minute. That's a little bit too much. Okay, there's no insurrection here. Okay, come on now. An insurrection is a hell of a lot more than these guys than these people storming the Capitol. Okay, an insurrection.
That's the article of impeachment is going to read tomorrow.
Well, Jim, what they put in there doesn't mean that's what it is. Okay, come on. Well, come on, Jim. Those are the Democrats that are going to use a word, and they're going to do whatever they have to put in with the worst case scenario. That is hardly an insurrection.
He was trying to overturn the election. Do you know he was, when this was going down, he was on the phone with senators who were in lockdown, trying to get them to vote against the election results.
Jim, that's not an insurrection. And let me just tell you something. I'm in the midst of writing a book right now. I can't give you the title of it, but it involves American history. And let me just tell you something. These things that we're talking about right now, with everybody being upset about election results, buddy, let me tell you something. That goes back to the 1800s, early 1800s forward. These election, let's see, what's the word I want to use? Disagreements are not new, okay? Now, how extreme some of them got? Some of them have been very extreme. Now, I could even do a show on some of that stuff, to be perfectly honest with you. So this is not new. You know, presidents, people who don't win are always unhappy. I will say and give credit to Al Gore. Al Gore was not happy, but when it really came down to it at the end, he graciously conceded and graciously stepped aside. So for the good of the country. And I agree with that. And quite frankly, I think that's where Trump lacks. I think Trump should be doing it the same way, quite honestly. But I don't think that his ego is ever going to permit him to do that. No. I mean, that's just the way that it is. Any thought or notion that he had regarding running for president of the United States again, I just can't. There's no way. I mean, I know he had 74 million votes or whatever it was, but I can't imagine 74 million people voting for Trump next go around. I just don't think.
No, he would never. If he ran again, we would never. Well, I don't think he would even get the nomination, let alone nominee.
Well, that's right. And there's a lot of other qualified individuals, I think, that are going to step up to the mark, and we'll see. It's going to be interesting in 4 years exactly who the Democrats are going to put up and who the Republicans are going to put up. And I got to be honest, I look at that, Jim, and as I recall, you're a past politician. You've been a politician, correct?
I've been a councilman here about 9 years. Yeah. I was a councilman.
Yeah. See, so who they're going to put up, okay, on both sides, it's going to be another dog and pony show on both sides next time, because you're going to have all of these people on the Dem side, on the Democratic side, they're going to want to run. You're going to have all of these other people on the other side, on the Republican side, they're going to want to run. And it is going to be another scramble. But let's go back real quick to the situation with the impeachment. They may be putting up for the impeachment, but Jim, I know you know enough about politics to know that in order for them to be, for him to be impeached, you know they're going to need more votes than they have in the Senate. I mean, it's 50-50, but in order for him to be impeached, they're going to need like 60 votes. That means they're going to need at least 10 Republicans to come over to the other side, and I'm not sure that's going to happen.
Well, still, if the Congress impeaches him, he'll still be impeached. It's up to the Senate to convict, and then, like last time, if they had convicted him, it would have been removed from office. Now, the Senate will not convict as it stands now. I mean,
exactly. So
it'll still be formally impeached by Congress. The problem with the impeachment is, I know Joe Biden's not crazy about impeachment. He just said whatever Congress wants to do. He's focused on things like the virus and everything that all our problems. He was just at a news conference on Friday. And the problem is that you know, he wants to hit the ground running. He wants to get his cabinet nominees approved. He wants to hit the ground running and take care of all the problems. And if this thing goes to the Senate, Mitch McConnell said the earliest they can go to the Senate, because they're gone now. They're not there. The earliest is January 19th. Well, it's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be kind of a hassle to have to try to deal. There's Jamal. He came back.
Right.
And it's going to be a hassle to try to get hit the ground running, and yet they're in the process of debating an impeachment. So it'll tie up the Senate. Now there's talk that they could delay once the Congress approves the impeachment. They could delay giving that to the Senate until Biden is in office and he's got all his cabinet approved and he's got things rolling again. Then give it to the Senate. Let them do what they want to do.
But Jim, why are they going to do an impeachment after he's out of office? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, apparently, you can still do that. You can still.
They're not going to get 60 votes.
I don't know.
Well, let me ask you guys both a question. What's the purpose of an impeachment if they never remove these presidents from office anyway? Because wasn't Bill Clinton impeached but never removed? Trump was impeached, never removed.
Okay, Jamal, here's what happens. Who's in charge of the Senate at that time? If the Democrats were in charge of the Senate, I don't remember now, but if the Democrats were in charge of the Senate, Jamal, they could just say, no, we're not going to vote. So he's been impeached, okay, but it has to go to the Senate for the final, let's just say for the final blessing, so to speak, okay?
Right.
But if you've got Democrats in charge of the Senate, the same way Trump had Republicans, okay, was in the majority, Jamal, it doesn't go anywhere, but it goes on their record to say that they were impeached. Andrew Johnson, okay, who took Abraham Lincoln's place after he was the first one to be impeached, okay? But they don't really lose office. They lose face. It kind of just mars their presidency. Jim, what do you think? Same thing, right?
Well, an impeachment, like I say, Congress does the impeaching. So Congress really indicts. Think of it as indicting somebody. Jim, you're a lawyer. You correct me if I'm wrong. But the Congress indicts, the Senate convicts. So it's like somebody gets indicted for some kind of crimes or whatever, but the court failed to convict them. The prosecutor failed to present enough evidence or whatever. They messed it up like with OJ and failed to convict. So, but that indictment is still, it's still a stain on that person's record, to forever be remembered. Oh, you were indicted for that crime. You were indicted for this.
And Bill Clinton still made his millions and billions, Jamal, afterwards by going out doing speaking engagements. So really, Jamal, in my opinion, it doesn't really do anything. There's an asterisk next to your name. You got impeached. But when these guys got an office, Jamal, they still get their monthly – what is it, Jim? They get like $250,000 a month pension or something like that after they get out of office. These guys still get their money. They can still go on speaking engagements.
My understanding is if Trump gets indicted, impeached, that he loses all his benefits.
Well, he's not going to be broke either way.
Those benefits include. He's going to need money. He's going to have a lot of legal problems when he leaves office. And those benefits include lifetime Secret Service protection.
He can afford his own private protection. So, it's not going to matter. He's got the money. So really, ultimately, it doesn't matter. Jamal, did we answer your question?
So pretty much a second impeachment is a waste of time.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. They don't have enough time to do it anyway.
Right.
And how are they going to get 60 votes, Jamal? 10 Republicans are going to have to agree to impeach. And he's almost out of office anyway. Right. I just don't think that's going to happen. The Republicans are not going to want a Republican, impeached the second time. I just don't think that's going to happen.
Has he actively even been in office over the last few weeks?
Who?
I understand he's been gone anyway, right?
Jamal, he's still in office no matter where he is.
I know he's technically in office. I'm talking about physically.
He's there. He's at the White House.
He's going to leave. He's planning on leaving January 19th. He's not going to the inauguration. He's leaving on the 19th.
Have we ever had a president refuse to go to an inauguration before?
Long, long time ago.
Jamal, think about something. Joe Biden wasn't at his inauguration, okay? There was a lot of people that were not at Trump's inauguration. So from Trump's perspective, I'm sure, and a lot of Democrats did not go to his inauguration.
No, but I mean a president, like...
I'd have to do the research on that, Jamal, to be perfectly honest with you. Right. But there's no, commitment to have to be there. And besides, quite frankly, in my opinion, if Trump is there, it might be too much of a distraction anyway. It's probably best for him not to be there, especially after.
Well, you know, there's some concern that if he was there, there might not be as much of a security risk from these same people that trashed the Capitol. My worry when that happened Wednesday, my thought was, I didn't expect that on January 6th. I expected something similar to that on January 20th. I thought these people were going to cause a problem with Biden's inauguration. But of course, now there's going to be tremendous security. They're not going to get anywhere near within 5 miles of the place, probably. But
if they're even going to be there at all, Jim. Mike Pence should be there, in my opinion.
Joe Biden invited him. He was doing a news conference Friday, and they asked him, he said, what about, Trump said, well, it's one thing we agree on. He's not going to be there. And somebody said, what about Mike Pence? And he said, Mike Pence is welcome. He said, I'd be honored to have him there. So
Mike Pence is a different type of person, obviously, than Trump. OK, and I got to be honest with you, Mike Pence, I got a lot of respect for that guy. That guy hung in there for 4 years with all of the controversy that was going on. So Mike Pence, to me, he's a class act. And I would think at some point, I just got a message, you guys, from our one of our listeners. First time was Adams didn't go to Jefferson's inauguration to answer. That's what I love about my listeners, man. They'll send me stuff. working the computers, man, while we're talking.
Good job to the listener. We appreciate that.
Right. First time was Adams didn't go to the Jefferson inauguration. Okay. That answers that question. So very good. Thank you, listener. I appreciate that.
You know what's funny?
I can't imagine being in a position that Pence was Wednesday when there was a angry mob outside and they set up a noose and they're yelling, hang Mike Pence. Can you imagine being in that position? I mean,
I don't really understand that. I didn't really hear that. I don't say it didn't happen. I didn't catch that. But Mike Pence to me is a class act, period. You know, maybe he'll run one day. I don't know. But he may be, I'd probably be done with politics by the time, these last 4 years, at least take a break or something.
Well, here's a little tidbit. I found out when Mike Pence first came to the Senate, Joe Biden helped him. I don't know how he helped him, but he helped him. So he's known Biden for a long time. This is a little tidbit I picked up.
The listener's asking, what exactly did Trump say or do that specifically led people to breaking into the Capitol and stealing stuff? Maybe extremists and rabble rousers going too far, similar to those calling for the Democrats that led to the summer 2020 riots. Listen, that's a very good question, because I didn't hear him say, go to the Capitol, guys, and break in. Okay, that's not what he said. My understanding about that was that he told them, yeah, they're down there voting. So I think it was what he did, and Jim, you could correct me if I'm wrong, was to go down there and in solidarity, basically, not support the fact that they are finding that, Joe Biden should be president. I don't think he thought that they were going to just, get down there and break down barriers, quite frankly. That's just my opinion. But that's what he never said, go down there and break down the doors, basically.
If he didn't know that was going to happen, why didn't he stop it when it started?
Jim, I've been a police officer with crowd control. You're talking how many thousands of people were out there, Jim? Yeah, so you think that they were going to be able to hear him? Yeah, and he's in a position to be able to say, hey, guys, knock it off? It doesn't work that way. Come on.
Jim, Trump is a god to some of these people. You know that. They worship this guy.
No, I don't know.
He went out there and said, "Stop this! Stop this! It's not what I wanted."
So he should have jumped in front of the crowd and held up his hands and waved and said, "Hey, my loyal followers, stop right there in your track! Come on!" First of all, it happened very quickly, from what I understand. Hey, but you know what? It looks like we're out of time, Jim. We want to thank you for coming on the show. Okay,
oh, anytime.
That Biden sweatshirt is fantastic, man. Why don't you send me one? Jamal, thanks a lot for being on the show, and we're going to have to close out right now.
Thanks,
Jim. So until next week, everybody, we want you to be safe out there. Take care, everybody.
You're listening to Listen Up with Jim Potts, only on LA Talk Radio.